Welcome back to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Libby Denkman, in for Larry Mantle today. Well, the Biden administration released a report on Friday by U.S. intelligence agencies that officially concluded what we've known for some time, that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally approved the October 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. But despite some tough talk on the campaign trail by the now president, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will not impose direct sanctions on Prince Salman. For the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking about one of the U.S.'s most important and most problematic diplomatic relationships with Saudi Arabia and how the Biden administration is handling things. Up first with us is reporter Greg Myrie, national security correspondent for NPR with a focus on the intelligence community. And he tweets at Greg Myrie, M-Y-R-E, one, numeral one. Greg, thank you very much for being here on Air Talk. And, you know, what we're looking at right now is this report being followed by the Biden administration saying no criminal charges or asset freezing for Mohammed bin Salman. What has the Biden administration said?
Well, I think this is still pretty significant. Obviously, there's a debate going on about whether they should do more. But the simple fact that they have publicly identified the leader of a U.S. ally as being responsible for a killing is a big deal. I really can't think of a precedent. More broadly, the Biden administration, in just its first month, it's canceled arms sales to Saudi Arabia. It's really pressing the Saudis to find a diplomatic solution to the war in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has intervened. In fact, today there's a big donor conference going on. So these are all significant steps. The Biden administration showing it's clearly taking a different approach, not only from the Trump administration, but even previous administrations.
What did we learn from this report, if anything, that we didn't know already about the involvement of Prince Mohammed bin Salman?
So I don't think we learned a lot new, because as you noted, the killing took place in October of 2018 at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Within 2 months, the then CIA director, Gina Haspel, had gone there, got briefed by Turkey, came back, spoke to leading senators. Senators came out of that meeting and said it was quite clear to them that the Crown Prince was responsible. So basically, since that time, we've known this. But still, for the U.S. to say it publicly is what's significant here. Obviously, there's a much more detailed report that was not declassified.
We know that President Biden called King Salman, who is 85, last week. Do we know anything about what was going on with that call? Was that a smoothing over of what was going to be released in the report later in the week?
Based on the readout that we got, it didn't mention that. It made no mention of the report. It made no mention of the Crown Prince or the Khashoggi affair at all. They talked about, it was a fairly benign sort of statement that we got, saying things like the U.S. would consider the rule of law and human rights important, but it didn't go into details. So it didn't really give us a sense of how confrontational this relationship might become. But it's important to remember there are still things like the U.S. and Saudi Arabia cooperate on counterterrorism. They're both staunch opponents of Iran. Saudi Arabia's oil production is still very critical to the world market. These things don't go away no matter who's in the White House or who's leading Saudi Arabia. So there's a big question of U.S. interests versus U.S. values. And obviously, you see a pretty wide divide in terms of values, in terms of democracy and human rights and harassing or even killing dissidents. Mm.
Greg Myrie with NPR. We look back at what the Trump administration's relationship was like with Saudi Arabia and now what the Biden administration is doing. They're saying, quote, that they're recalibrating this relationship. You mentioned the pausing of arms sales, especially because of the war in Yemen that Saudi Arabia is fueling one side of. How else is the Biden administration differing from the way the Trump administration dealt with Saudi Arabia?
Well, for example, President Biden spoke with King Salman. That's considered his direct counterpart. In the Trump administration, Jared Kushner had a very warm and close relationship with the Crown Prince, who's 35, roughly the same age. So there was this very warm and friendly relationship. That's clearly not going to be the case here. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has had a conversation. He's a defense minister also in Saudi Arabia. He talked with Lloyd Austin, the U.S. defense secretary. That's considered his counterpart. So it's clear the level of relationship has changed. I think the things to look for here, does anything happen in terms of a diplomatic solution in Yemen? Where do the Saudis and the U.S. Work together in terms of opposing Iran in that region? There's a lot of things to look for that may not be directly in terms of sanctions or punitive measures against the Saudi leadership.
That's Greg Myrie, national security correspondent for NPR, with a focus on the intelligence community. Thank you very much, Greg, for joining us here on Air Talk. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And right after the break here, we're going to talk with Aaron David Miller, senior fellow on U.S. foreign policy at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And he's been looking at this relationship for a long time, Saudi Arabia and the U.S. And he wrote an op-ed recently really talking about the ways that this relationship is going to change under the Biden administration. So we want to get his reaction to that coming up right after this break. Welcome back to Air Talk, 89.3 KPCC. I'm Libby Denkman, in for Larry Mantle this week. Aaron David Miller is on the line with me, senior fellow focusing on U.S. foreign policy at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which is a foreign policy think tank. He's also a former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us. And, you know, we think about the way that the Biden administration talked on the candidate talked on the campaign trail about the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. He's saying, you know, if he was president, we would not sell arms to Saudi Arabia. We're going to have them pay a price. He even used the word pariah when asked about the killing of this Washington Post journalist. And now we have the report released really confirming the Crown Prince's involvement. What's happening from your perspective?
Well, Libby, there's a sizable difference, isn't there, between campaigning and governing. Campaigning is usually, but not always, telling people what they want to hear or responding to various crises or attacks on the current administration than the Trump administration. Governing is more often a question of compromising and informing people what they're going to get. And there really is a huge gap between rhetoric and action here. I think what the Biden administration has done, the most significant thing about the DNI report, the release of the intelligence community's report, is that the Biden administration made a decision to release it. This report has been out for a year. Congress wanted it. The Trump administration sat on it. It's been released, and I think that is very significant. It's a naming and shaming exercise. It clearly establishes with medium to high confidence that the U.S. intelligence community believes that Mohammed bin Salman, a.k.a. MBS, ordered the kidnapping and or killing of Jamal Khashoggi. In the interest of full disclosure, Jamal was a friend of mine. So I'm not entirely sure I'm an objective observer on these matters. So to basically say that a not yet a head of state, King Salman is the king of Saudi Arabia, but a head of state in waiting, presumably, who could govern Saudi Arabia for 60 years, he's only 34, to say that the head of state has blood on his hands is a serious action. But in my judgment, frankly, it does not go far enough.
So we see that there's been a pause of arms sales due to the conflict in Yemen, the U.S. dialing back the dealings that it has with Saudi Arabia on that front. The conversation now turning to whether possibly the U.S. will only sell Saudi Arabia defensive capabilities and not offensive capabilities. I don't know how much further those talks have gone. What do you expect to see going forward? Obviously, the issues of sanctioning somebody individually is very sensitive when it is the presumptive head of state. But when it comes to countries vis-a-vis each other, what do you expect to see?
Well, the issue, I think the Biden administration is going to try to continue to navigate or thread the needle between doing too much on one hand and not doing enough on the other. It's all premised on a, in my judgment, a highly arguable proposition. We throw around the word ally far too loosely. Britain is an ally of the United States. So is Canada. So is France. So is Australia. Saudi Arabia is not an ally of the United States. At best, it's a problematic partner whose interests coincide on certain issues but not on others, and whose values do not coincide at all with American values. Never have two countries had less in common, it seems to me, than the United States and Saudi Arabia. And it's been a 70-year-old relationship. And while we've derived significant benefits from that relationship, I think the notion that somehow Saudi Arabia is a close ally, critically important to America achieving all of its objectives in the Middle East, I just don't think that's right. And what we've seen in the course of the last 4 years under the Trump administration is a degree of acquiescence and obeisance to Saudi Arabia, which has compromised and undermined American values and interests. So I think that the recalibration strikes me as, you know, a scientific enterprise to adjust carefully, but not all that significantly, this or that. I think we need a rebalancing of the relationship. I think the Saudis have to understand that they need us a lot more than we need them. I think they have to understand that their policies in Yemen have been disastrous and need to be changed, and they need to do their part. So does Iran and the Houthis, of course. I think the would-be king, MBS, has done quite a lot significantly in terms of reform. But along with that reform, Libby, has come a degree of repression, suppression, and oppression unprecedented in the history of Saudi Arabia. And I think he's got to loosen up. And with respect to Iran, I don't see it. I'm still sort of at a loss to really understand what the Saudis are doing with respect to our efforts either to contain Iran or to find a pathway in an effort to try to do something to cap their nuclear program.
Well, and I want to ask, we only have a minute left, so we're definitely not going to be able to get into the nuance of this, but if the U.S. is going to go forward with reopening nuclear talks and maybe gluing back together that nuclear accord that the Obama administration achieved, does that then loosen the relationship, loosen the grip between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. because tensions with Iran will have eased?
It may, but we really don't have a stake in getting dragged into a Saudi-Iranian war. We need to find a better balance with respect to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf and Iran to actually succeed in what it is we're trying to do. And we're far too tethered to Saudi Arabia without critically looking at what serves our interests and what doesn't.
Aaron David Miller, Senior Fellow focusing on U.S. foreign policy at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you very much to all my guests today. I'm Libby Denkman, sitting in for Larry Mantle. Fresh Air is coming up next. Terry Gross is going to talk to writer, performer, and magician Derek Del Gaudio, talking about his past as a high-stakes poker cheat. Stay tuned for that one. I'm Libby Denkman, again, in for Larry all week.